For most people, being in quarantine is a limitation, but that's not how David Israel Reynoso sees it.
What I love about being in the creative arts and the creative field and sort of being someone who is having to think creatively when, in terms of problem solving with work like this, it's important to focus more on the possibilities that are still available, despite the fact that we do have some things that are hedging us in. I mean, there's no denying we are certainly limited. And yet, I think limitations encourage innovation.
The La Jolla Playhouse Artist in Residence is innovating to create a new work for the Without Walls or WOW Festival that's going digital this year. The goal of the WOW Festival is to force theater out of traditional spaces and into the community for site-specific work. The festival has been downtown at the Lafayette Hotel and at Liberty Station. So WOW seems perfectly designed to address the site-specific demands of sheltering at home. For Reynoso, watching his kids creatively deal with being stuck at home inspired him.
And so I thought, is there a way of inviting our audience members for this piece to tap into that sense of creativity, that sense of imagination that allows our sort of our minds to be what transports us elsewhere?
Perhaps those screens we look at all day could be a portal to something else.
I think a lot of the content that's digital, you can also be quite passive in your seats, in your bed, wherever it is that you're watching. And I think instead, I'm hoping that this is something that encourages participation and encourages you to activate your mind in a way that you might not otherwise in your day-to-day within the idea of being quarantined right now.
So Reynoso's Portalesa will take you through an online portal to experience an inventive, multisensory journey without ever leaving your living room. But Blindspot Collective's approach to WOW is to get you out of the house, says its Director of Artistic Development, Blake McCarty.
Walks of Life is an auditory theater experience in much the same way that you listen to a podcast. Audience members will be asked to download an audio file and listen to an audio file, hopefully from something like a smartphone, that will allow them to actually leave their home and take a 30 to 40 minute walk.
Then a narrator will take you through three plays.
And each of those plays is then positioned as if it might be a slice of life that's happening behind the fences or front doors of the houses you're passing on that walk through your own neighborhood. We're really interested in forging imagined connections with our neighbors, which for us is one of the losses of this time. We don't necessarily have the opportunity to go to the park or walk down the street and engage with neighbors in a physical sense, or with friends and family for that matter in a physical sense.
Blindspot Collective's co-founder, Catherine Hannah Schrock, says it's a curious time for the organization.
Because part of our vision in general is to illuminate stories in the blind spot and to amplify marginalized voices. And we in this moment are all in the blind spot. We're all marginalized. We're all behind walls and doors and windows in our homes.
But she loves the challenge of creating new works that reflect our current situation. For Walks of Life, Blind Spot Collective is asking people to provide the live component of the play in the hopes that they will feel more connected.
That they will both feel connected to someone's unique experience, because we love the idea of bridging disparate communities, but also that they'll feel some resonance in some of the very common experiences that we are all having right now in this moment.
And by going digital this year, those common experiences can be shared by even more people who are all sheltering at home. Beth Accomando, KPBS News.